طيب ننتقل إلى الصيام، أحكام الصيام. أولا نعرف الصيام. We now move to fasting. First of all, we want to define fasting as in Arabic language. طيب تفضل.
Can you have a Sheikh please elaborate on this forgiving of another Muslim? Does it mean that we have to socialize with a Muslim even if he continues to harm your honor?
This is a good question. يقول السائل هل معنى أن أغفر لأخي أن أغفر له حتى ولو استمر في إيذائي؟ الجواب نعم، وقد جاء لدى حديث كثيرة. The answer is yes, and this is proved in many other hadith and in the Quran and even in the Quran. وأنا قلت لك الآن تريد المغفرة من الله عز وجل اغفر لإخوانك. You want forgiveness, forgive your brothers. تريد الصحة والراحة لا تحمل في قلبك شيء. You want health and rest, don't carry anything in your heart. أنا أريد أن أسألكم ما هو عمل القلب في الجسد؟ What is the duty of the heart in the body? ماذا يعمل؟ Push the blood, pump the blood. ليس كذلك؟ طيب إذا عندك مضخة, if you have a pump, if you have a pump, P-U-M-P, because my tongue sometimes does not pronounce the letters in English correctly. Someone told me that my P, which is we call it stick down, usually goes like B, stick up. All Arabs. Yeah, all Arabs. Yeah, it's difficult. Yeah. P. That's why I said I said P U M P.
Like bomb.
It did sound like bomb.
When I say it?
The first time when you said it.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I'm spelling it for you. So if I mispronounce it, you cannot misspell it. I'm spelling it to you now. No? Yeah, because someone caught on me and said, you always say bomb, and people start panicking. I'm lucky that I'm not a plumber. Otherwise, I would say I have a bomb, and you all run away.
Well, I didn't panic, so I heard it went off.
Next time,
because I know you have
to. Okay, you're welcome. Next time, when I ask a question, the price is going to be a bomb from the plumber shop. Okay. So I will say, hail the pump. You all will run. I say, if you have a pump, P-U-M-P, right? You connected it to the pipes, connected it to power, and run. But at the same time, you try to block a little bit. What will happen? Or you blow the stick, and you came to the impeller and try to, you push the stick against to the side of the impeller. What will happen? It will damage. Got it? Same thing your heart. It should be free for bumping the blood. Because if the blood doesn't go up to the brain, very soon you're going to be somewhere else. You're going to be sticking sweet and and playing with the kids in the street. Yeah, because halas, you did not free the bomb, the pump. So I say, free your heart, leave it, leave the start free for pumping the blood only. Don't put any other things inside it. Don't put any other things inside it. Do not fill it with hatred. نعم والله أعلم. الصيام في اللغة الإمساك. عن الشيء قولا أو فعلا. In the Arabic language, fasting means to hold off anything, saying or action. قال الله عز وجل عن أم مريم أو عن لا عن زكريا خال مريم كما في سورة مريم. الله تعالى said in سورة مريم that the uncle of مريم زكريا says لا عن مريم نفسها. مريم said وإني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا. وإني نذرت as a vow for الرحمن to fast today. To fast today. فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا. I want to speak to any mankind today. طيب ما معنى هذا؟ أنت تصوم. هل عندما تصوم لا تتكلم؟ You fast. When you fast, you do not speak. أخوان. Do you speak or you don't speak? Can I say if you speak during the fasting day, your fasting is gone? لا. لكن عند العرب قد يطلق على الإمساك عن الكلام والعمل والشيء، وقد يطلق عن الإمساك عن أشياء أخرى. ابن حجر العسقلاني في فتح الباري يعرفه بقوله، ابن حجر العسقلاني the one who explained صحيح البخاري says in his book فتح الباري إمساك مخصوص. It's a special holding of something special في زمن مخصوص, in a specific time, in a special time. من شيء مخصوص, holding of something special. يعني you hold off doing or saying something special, specific. بشرائط مخصوصة, with specific conditions. Definition of four parts. أولا هو إمساك, you hold of something. طيب الصيام عند العرب أن لا تأكل, عدم الأكل يسمى إمساك عن الأكل. Fasting يعني means you don't eat, and when you don't eat they say he is holding off eating, he is not eating. نعم. وفي زمن مخصوص, and it is in a specific time. لا يحق لنا تغييره وتعويضه يعني بدون سبب. We are not allowed to change this timing. نعم. Without a valid reason. من شيء مخصوص. ليس الصوم إمساك عن كل شيء. Fasting is not holding off everything. لكنه إمساك عن شيء محدود. وهو الطعام والشراب وما كان في معناهما والجماع. It is eating, drinking and whatsoever in the meaning of it and the intercourse. نعم. بشرائط مخصوصة وهي شرائط الصحة والوجوب. And these are the conditions of يعني acceptance and obligation of fasting. ومن ذلك شرائط الإيجاب, conditions to be obligatory, الإسلام. فلو صام غير مسلم لا يقبل صيامه. إسلام. If أنا المسلم fast, it does not mean nothing. ومنها العقل. And it, from it is charity. فإذا صام غير عاقل, if the one who is insane fast, doesn't, it's not working. نعم. ومنها من شروط الصحة, من شروط القبول أن يكون من الفجر, من طلوع الفجر الصادق إلى غروب الشمس. It must be from the dawn, from the فجر until the sunset. ها؟ من الإيجاب. And from the conditions for fasting to be obligatory as reaching the age of maturity. لكن هذا لا يعني أنه لو صام قبل ذلك لا يقبل. But it does not mean that if the one who is not يعني in age of maturity, if he fasts before that, fasting is not accepted. لا. Accepted. إن شاء الله. نعم. و أيضا من الصوم من شرائط الصوم الإمساك عن بعض الكلام. From fasting is to hold off some speech, not all the speech. ما هو الكلام؟ What speech is this? الكذب، الغيبة، النميمة، شهادة الزور، الفتنة بين الناس، the surrendering, backbiting, lying, false witnessing, and speaking of fitna between the people. This is forbidden. Generally, but in fasting, it is more forbidden. More forbidden. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحديث الذي رواه البخاري قال إن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل في الحديث الذي رواه البخاري من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به أو الجهل فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. Whomsoever does not abandon and stop speaking of the false and evil and acting upon it, if he doesn't abandon acting upon it, and arrogance, if he does not stop arrogance, then Allah does not need his fasting, does not need him to leave his eating and drinking, his food and drink. وعلى هذا معناه إذن لمن فعل هذه الأشياء أن يذهب يأكل. Is this a permission for the one who does this to go and eat? لا لا لا. لكن هذا يعني أن صيامه ليس مأجور عليه. يقع عنه وزر تركه ولكن لا يأجر عليه. It means that the sin of abandoning the fasting would not be written on him, but the reward of fasting is not going to be given for him. نعم. وهذا من أخطر الأمور. كم بقى على الصلاة؟ طيب. ونتكلم أيضا عن فضائل الصوم. We'll speak about the merits of صوم and benefits of صوم. وجاء فيها أحاديث كثيرة وآيات عن the merits and benefits of fasting. There are many آيات and حديث to emphasize. من ذلك قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث عند أحمد وهو حديث صحيح عن جابر. From those أحاديث is what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the حديث reported by Imam Ahmad and the authority of Jabir رضي الله عنه. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said الصيام جنة. هذه الكلمة لفظها هكذا جنة ليس جنة ولا جنة. أن هذه الكلمة تلفظ بهذه الألفاظ الثلاث جنة 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 وكل لفظ له معنى. This word is to be pronounced in three ways. جنة جنة جنة. And each one, each pronunciation emphasizes the meaning, a different meaning. جنة ما معنى جنة؟ لا ها؟ الجن أين الدليل؟ sounds right. لا قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة. الجي هل نقول من الجنة؟ لا من الجنة كسرة تحت الجيم من الجنة والناس. طيب الجنة ما خلقت الجنة والإنس. جزاك الله خير. طيب جنة جنة ما معنى جنة؟ جنة فرادايس. أين الدليل؟ أين الدليل؟ ها بلنتي ون كثير أعطونا واحد. ها سبحان الله لأنه كثير ما استطيعون. نعم بأي صورة؟ سورة الغاشية في جنة عالية صحيح لا تسمع فيها لاغي في جنة 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 بفتحة. هل نقول في جنة عالية؟ Do we say في جنة عالية؟ ها هل نقول في سورة البقرة الله ماذا يقول؟ وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات. أو نقول جنات جنات جمع فلورال جنة. طيب أولئك أصحاب الجنة أو الجنة؟ جنة أصحاب الجنة. نعم طيب وجنة بمعنى ستر. جنة مين شلتر. جنة بضمة شلتر. جنة يستجن بها العبد من النار يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصيام جنة يستجن بها العبد من النار. Fasting is a shelter. Is a shelter that the slave gets protection with from the fire. وجاء في حديث آخر الإمام جنة. الإمام the ruler. The ruler is a shelter for the people behind him. ولذلك يجب علينا أن لا نسقط الأئمة يعني الحكام. And that's why we need not to drop the rulers لأنهم هم الدروع. Because they are the shelters for us. فإذا سقطناهم انكشفنا لا دروع عندنا. If we drop the rulers we have no shelters, no defense. خلاص ها طيب ما معنى جنة جنة جنة؟ المعنى أخذناه لكن من أين مأخوذ أصله؟ أصله الجن والجنود والجنة 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 أصله الستر. The original of it, the original meaning of it is to cover. الجنة الجنة لماذا تسمى جنة؟ لأن الأشجار ترتفع كذا فتجن تستر من فيها. Because the trees in the Jannah goes like this and hides and covers who's inside the Jannah. نعم أيضا الجنة لماذا سموا جنة؟ الجن أو جنة بمعنى واحد. لماذا سموا؟ Why they are called like that؟ لأنهم مستورون عنا. Because they are hidden from us. لا نستطيع أن نراهم. We cannot see them. طيب الجنة معناها الستر كما سمعتم في الحديثين. جنة means to يعني to give a shelter for something, to hide something from something. Here to hide the one who fast from the fire and the heat of the fire. هذا معناه. والحديث الثاني عند النسائي عن أبي أمامة. The second hadith is in Sunan Nasa'i on the authority of Abu Umama رضي الله تعالى عنه. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قلت he said I said يا رسول الله أو رسول الله دلني على عمل أدخل به الجنة. He said أو رسول الله guide me to an act or a deed that if I do I would enter the Jannah with. قال عليك بالصوم لا مثل أو لا مثيل له. Get fasting, hold fasting. There is nothing like it. There is nothing like it. أيضا قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث عند أحمد and also reported in Muslim أحمد رضي الله عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم الصيام والقرآن يشفعان للعبد يوم القيامة. Fasting and Quran will intercede for the slave in the day of resurrection. أي عبد؟ Which slave? أي أحد؟ Anyone? لا. يقول عليه السلام يقول الصيام أي ربي. The Prophet ﷺ said that the fasting would say, "Oh my Lord, منعته منعته الطعام والشهوة فشفعني فيه." Oh my Lord, I have prevented him engaging food and desire. So allow me to intercede for him. ويقول القرآن منعته أي ربي منعته النوم بالليل فشفعني فيه. He says, Quran says, oh my Lord, I have prevented him from sleeping at night. ما معنى هذا؟ What's the meaning of that? أنه كان يكثر قيام الليل ويقرأ القرآن. He used to pray much of the night prayers and recite the Quran then. قال فيشفعان. The Prophet ﷺ said, and they would be allowed to intercede for the slave. وأيضا هو كفارة للذنوب. And it is a recovery for the sins. كما في الحديث عند البخاري, as in the hadith of البخاري, من حديث حذيفة بن اليمان, on the authority of حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله تعالى عنه. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فتنة الرجل في أهله وماله وجاره تكفرها الصلاة والصيام والصدقة. The fitna, the trial that occurs to the Muslim because of his family, his wealth, his neighbors would be forgiven by the fasting, the prayer, fasting and sadaqah. What does that mean? What is the fitna of your family? Everyone loves his family, his wife and his children. They have a fight. Your wife has a fight with your sister. You support your wife. This is oppression. Huh? This fasting comes to solve that. Now, أيضا, you love your family. Your family love money. You have money. You want to give sadaqah, your family ask you to not. أنت عندك مال, أهلك يحبون المال, تريد أن تصدق, أهلك يمنعونك, نريد المال, نريد المال, فتمتنع عن الصدقة. هنا يأتي الصيام والصلاة يكفر. Here comes the fasting and prayer to erase this. وهكذا الجار, جارك, your neighbor might يعني be a tough person that you even stop giving him salam, which is wrong. But here comes the prayer, fasting and sadaqah to remove this kind of sin and fitna. من فضائل الصوم, from the merits of fasting, أنه يخصص لأهله باب في الجنة لا يدخل منه غيره. That there is one special gate in the Jannah for the people who are involved in fasting, to get from it, no one else can get from it. What do we mean by no one else? ما معنى أنه لا يدخل منه أحد؟ يعني لا يدخل منه المنافقون, لا يدخل منه المشركون, لا يدخل منه المبتدعون. هل هذا معنى؟ Is the meaning that no one comes from it except the fasting people? That the mushrikeen cannot come from it? The hypocrites cannot come from it? No! هذا باب الجنة. This is the gate of the Jannah. No way the kuffar, the hypocrites can come to the Jannah. لكن المعنى أن الذين لا يكثرون الصيام لا يأتون من هذا الباب. يدخلون من أبواب أخرى. Meaning that the people who do not do much fasting, they don't come from this gate. They go from other gates. هذه البوابة خاصة بالصوار. This gate is especially for people who fast. يعني who fasting. خلاص. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والجنة كم باب لها يا أخوان؟ الجنة how many gates have? Eight. جهنم لها سبعة. The fire has seven. What does that mean?
More ways to get to Jannah.
Try it. للصائمين يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم للصائمين باب في الجنة يقال له الريان لا يدخل فيها أحد غيرهم فإذا دخل آخرهم أغلق ومن دخل شرب ومن شرب لم يظمأ أبدا. He صلى الله عليه وسلم says there in the Jannah there is a gate for the people who fast who practice fasting called الريان. ما معنى الريان؟ What is the meaning of الريان؟ Now do you know تعلمون ماذا أريد أن أفعل الآن؟ Do you know what I want to do؟ أريد أن أشرب. I want to drink لأنني ضمآن. Because I'm thirsty. الآن أنا لست ضمآن. I'm now not thirsty anymore. ماذا نسمي هذا في العربية؟ ريان. ضمآن ريان. لغتكم ضعيفة ما في هذا. Your language is weak. It does not have this. You have thirsty and huh? What do you call it?
Sweatness.
Huh?
You mean more than thirsty?
No. Thirsty opposite?
No.
Satisfied. Not thirsty. Yeah, I'm thirsty.
No, that's not a word.
I'm not feeling thirsty. I'm not thirsty. لكن في العربية عندنا كلمة مقابلة كلمة.
Satiated.
لكن لا يستعملونها الناس. But people do not use it. هذا ممكن في إنجليزي شكسبير. لما بدأوا يؤلفون الإنجليزي when they first compiled English. طيب على كل حال ريان يعني ضد ضمآن. It's opposite of thirsty. هذا اسم الباب. لماذا سمي الباب بهذا الاسم؟ لأنهم كانوا يضمئون أنفسهم في الدنيا because they used to get themselves thirsty in life by fasting. فجزاؤهم اليوم أن لا يضمعوا. Their reward today, that day, that they do not get thirsty. قال, he said, when last one of them enters from it, this gate is closed. No one allowed to come. No one allowed. And when they enter that gate, there, by the entrance of that gate, there is water given, served to them. They drink from it and they never feel thirsty after that. طيب قد يسأل سائل وهل في الجنة ضمأ؟ One can question is in the Jannah can one can feel thirsty? لا يوجد هذا. لكنهم إكراما لهم عند الباب يشربون. But for them to يعني honor them because of what they used to do, they are given water by the gate. كما أننا يعني ترون في بعض المناسبات in some occasions parties of like this, they make someone waiter or someone carry a plate with juice, cups of juice by the gate. Huh? Anyone comes, هذه إذا كانوا أغنياء, they are rich. إذا كانوا مساكين زينا يضعون في الداخل فقط. If they are مسكين like us, they only put the juice inside. So not everyone go and take. Because some people will feel hesitate, يعني they will hesitate to go. So we'll save some juice. But those rich, I saw that in Saudi and in many places. And big hotels, they do this. Once you come to the entrance, You see someone serve you. In Saudi, they immediately serve you coffee. Gawa. You know? In the Jannah, like that. Once the people of fasting enter their gate, they will be served water. One drink, no more thirsty. Finish. طيب. وأيضا يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في شأن الصيام. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says in the matter of fasting. في الحديث الذي رواه البخاري وهذا من أشهر الحديث. This is from the most famous hadith. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه from the on the tribute of أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says قال الله تعالى الله تعالى said. ماذا نسمي هذا الحديث؟ What do we call this hadith? حديث قدسي. حديث قدسي. نعم. قال الله تعالى كل عمل ابن آدم له. كل عمل ابن آدم له. Every deed of worship that the son or the child of Adam does is for him. What does that mean? ما معنى هذا؟ كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا أجزيه. Except for fasting, it's for me and I'm the one who rewards. طيب صلاة من يجزي بالصلاة؟ Prayer, who rewards us for prayer? Anyone else other than Allah? لا. But the meaning of it, المعنى أن كل عمل تعمله من أعمال الطاعة محدد الأجر. محدد الأجر. Every deed of worship you do, the reward is limited. يعني written. خلاص. The angels know how much يعني this worship gets. إلا الصوم. Except for fasting, لم يحدد أجره. Except for fasting, no reward يعني ascribed. No reward ascribed. وكذلك الصبر والصوم والصبر شقيقان. And the like is patience. And patience and fasting are twins. Are twins. قال والصيام جنة. والصيام جنة. And fasting is what? جنة. What is جنة? You remember? Protection, shelter. Or shield or whatever. نعم. وإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفض ولا يسخط. And when it is the day in which one of you is fasting, then let him not to do these two things. يرفض ويسخط. من رفض ومن سخط. What is رفض and what is سخط. الرفض هو مقدمات الجماع. The رفض is the actions pre to the sexual intercourse. بمعنى هذا انتبه لا تتمادى فيها فتقع في المحظور. That means be careful, do not continue doing these, although these are not haram, but be careful that it leads you to a major thing, major haram. نعم. ولا يسخب. ما السخب؟ السخط رفع الصوت بالأسواق. السخط is to raise your voice in the market. Meaning fight or shout or يعني avoid all that. قال فإن سابه أحد أو قتلا. When anyone insults you or curse you or fight you, ماذا تفعل? What do you do? فليقل إني امرئ صائم. Then let him to say I'm a person who's fasting. طيب هل هذا رياء? Is this showing off? تقول للناس أنا صائم. You tell people I'm fasting. ليس رياء. ليس رياء. لكنه نوع من إغاظة الشيطان. But it is one way to make the شيطان angry. لأنه لم يستطع أن يغلبك. Because he could not beat you, he could not defeat you. نعم. قال والذي نفس محمد بيده. And by the one whom the soul of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is in his hand. من هو؟ Who is he? Allah. لخلوف فم الصائم. خلوف يعني ما يخلف, ما يخلف, وهو الرائحة. سمي خلوف لأنه باقي ما في البطن, رائحة ما بقي في البطن. خلوف is normally what is left, and it is given to the smell that comes from the stomach, because what is still left there or remaining there, which is nothing, only the dirt. And ولذلك يخرج رائحة كريهة. That's why bad smell comes. وهذه الرائحة ليست من الفم. This smell is not from the mouth. لذلك لا السواك والفرشاة لا تزيلها بالمرة, إنما تزيل وتساعد, تزيل قليل منها. And that's why the siwak and the toothbrush does not take it all, but helps in it. لماذا؟ لأن ليست من الفم, because it's not from the throat, from the mouth, it's from the stomach. نعم. طيب نتوقف نردد ونبيت التمرين إن شاء الله. الله أكبر. الله لا كانت كانت ميك وان سبيكر هير فور ذا ده. And because sometimes you cannot hear, you cannot repeat. كنت أقول, يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, والذي نفس محمد بيده لخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying that the smell that comes out of the stomach of the person who's fasting, although it is to us very bad, but it is before Allah better than the smell of the misk. Do you know the misk? The musk. Okay, what is the musk? Now? What? Perfume? Yeah, I know it is perfume. What is it from? Of a deer. How often you can find it? How expensive it is? More expensive than any other perfume. Because it is very beautiful. Okay? This musk or misk in Arabic is nothing besides the smell of the empty stomach due to fasting. And I said that this smell that comes from the empty stomach does not go by the siwak or by the toothpaste. What does that mean? This means even using the siwak after asr is permissible, because you are not going to remove the smell of that empty stomach by the siwak, but you are trying to minimize the mouth and clean the mouth. That's it. So it is advisable to use the siwak even after asr, even before maghrib. Now, because we have two smells, even when you are not fasting, you are full, you still need to use this, although no bad smell coming from your stomach, because there is a bad smell comes from the mouth if you don't use the siwak regularly. So when you are fasting, you still need to use this to remove the bad smell of the mouth, although you cannot remove the bad smell of the stomach. Now, this bad smell of the stomach is better than the misk before Allah Ta'ala. وَهَذَا فِيهِ تَشْجِيعَ عَلَى الصِّيَامِ. And this encourages one to fast. نعم. قال لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ يَفْرَحُمَا. The one who is fasting would be given two times happiness, or two types of happiness. مَا هُمَا, what are they? إِذَا أَفْطَرَ فَرِحْ. When he breaks his fasting, he gets happy. As he's going to eat, enjoy his family, you know. وَأَيْضًا فَرِحَ. جَاءَ فِي رِوَايَةَ فَرِحَ بِفِطْرِهِ صَرِيحًا. In other hadith, it came clear. He's happy for that he's going to have iftar, food. وأيضا يفرح لأنه سيصلي صلاة الليل. And he is also happy because that means the night prayer is closed now. نعم. وإذا لقي ربه فرح بصومه. And when he stands before Allah in the day of resurrection, he would be pleased of his fasting. That he fasted a lot of optional days besides the obligatory days. ولذلك أنا أدعوكم يا إخوان أن تصوموا تكثروا من الصيام. I encourage you, O brothers and sisters, to do a lot of the optional fasting. طبعا ليس الآن. Of course not now. لماذا؟ لأننا اليوم 17 شعبان. Because we are today already 17 شعبان. فالآن تنشئ صيام نافلة هذا ليس مأذون فيه. To begin now optional fasting, it's not permissible now. إلا إذا كنت معتاد تصوم اثنين وخميس. Except if you are somebody who's regularly fasting Mondays and Thursdays from before. نعم. ولعلنا نأخذ سؤال سؤالين إلى الإقامة. Maybe you can take one or two questions before إقامة. وبعد الصلاة يكون هذا لا يوجد درس. After الصلاة we're not going to do any درس. نعم. شيخ, you have a question. Finish for today.
During Ramadan month, there was a tasbih I read for 50 years.
A tasbih?
After the 4 of that. After the 4 of that,
you want to make a recite if you want to recite it.
Yeah, please.
It was for me over 50 years after I was talking about. But now I'm thinking, do you think it's for you? But can I ask you now?
Now.
You have mentioned that you have traveled for approximately 40 hours to reach here. And probably you have traveled, in traveling you have used different things about your flights. You think it is possible that you take your luggage and come and put it into the masjid after all this provides to put it in the masjid? I have raised the question a few times because we had numbers before 32 brothers. Maybe it would be a really good work. After raising the question a few times, the administrators who were decided when to put it, the luggage into the masjid, you have to take a sheet and cover it. So they cover the luggage, they cover the garbage.
Jazakallah khair. The masjid, should I begin with this question or with the first? We'll begin with the first, as you began the order. In regard to the tasbih, there is a tasbih which is authentic from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the night prayers. But it is different to the one I hear from you. It is shorter and it is different in the way of performance. We are going to speak about it when we come to the topic of Salatul Taraweeh, because it is there. But no matter what, I can inshallah tell you now. This tasbih, which Rasulullah sallam used to do on the Sahaba, narrated and reported, is that he used to say three times, two times with a low voice sound to make himself hear, now, and the third loud. Who can remember? Huh? Okay, he said, raise his voice. Are you? Huh? Sorry? He used to say, "Subhan al-Malik al-Qaddus, Subhan al-Rabb al-Malaikat wal-Ruh, Subhan al-Malik al-Qaddus, Rabb al-Malaikat wal-Ruh, Subhan al-Malik al-Qaddus, or Subuh al-Qaddus, Rabb al-Malaikat wal-Ruh, Subuh al-Qaddus, Rabb al-Malaikat wal-Ruh, Subuh al-Qaddus, Rabb al-Malaikat." The third one, he said loud, little bit, not loud and shouting, but little bit, and like this. Subhan al-Malik al-Qudus. The third one, little bit loud. But this tasbih you said, I myself, my knowledge is very limited. I myself never heard of it. Maybe there is hadith, Allah knows this. If there is hadith, and this hadith is authentic, I myself would like to have it so we can also apply it. But I never come to know it or read about it. Allahu A'lam. In regard to the second question, the masjid is a respected place. We have to take care of the masjid, cleaning. And even the Prophet ﷺ encouraged the Ummah to do incense, bukhur, the incense for the masjid, to remove the dirt from the masjid. Naam. And he told the Sahaba that woman, the black woman, who died while he was sleeping and they buried her without telling him, he told him that she was a woman of the people of Jannah, because only she used to come and clean the masjid, remove the dirt. The masjid is used during the time of the Prophet ﷺ for those poor people to live in, to stay in. but they kept it all the time clean, tidy. They never caused it mess, but they kept it clean and tidy. No problem for people who are miskeen, poor, they have no place, and no one hosted them. But it is a shame on the community that they have a wayfarer or a traveler who is miskeen, having no money to go to hotel, and they don't host him in their houses. This is a shame, and not from Islam. But the problem is that some people insist that this is sunnah to stay in the masjid with the luggage. While this is not sunnah, this is not correct. It is not sunnah. It is not the sunnah to come and stay in the masjid. And the incident of Al-Suffa is not a proof for them, because Al-Suffa were not visitors. They were from the people of Medina, but they were poor. They didn't have a place to stay. And they used to stay there, and they had a kind like Amir, like one responsible, Abu Huraira, to clean the place, to make it tidy, not to make it mess. No? So we have to take care of the masjid, not to turn it as any kind of mess. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. I'm afraid that we have some questions. Go along.